Welcome to the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight, influential leaders and their game-changing insights. I'm Jacqueline Strominger, CEO and founder of Leap to Your Success. That's leaptoyoursuccess.com. We help entrepreneurs, leaders, and CEOs grow their business, become unstoppable high achievers in their careers and life, gaining that 1% edge. We believe every professional has the power within them to leap to their greatest success that not only will impact their life, but the lives of the people they touch. So stick around to the end of the show and we will share with you how you can be our next guest. So stick around for those 15 to 20 minutes and let's be unstoppable. Welcome, everybody, to the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight podcast, where we hear from influential leaders and their game-changing insights. I am Jacqueline Strominger, your host, and today I want to welcome my amazing guest, Julie Cole, and I have to tell you, I could not wait to have her on, and I'll tell you guys why in a second, but let me just first introduce her. So Julie is a recovered lawyer, mom of six, co-founder of Mabel's Labels, and she is an award-winning entrepreneur, a great best-selling author, and sought after speaker, MC. She is obviously no stranger to the media, having appeared on the NBC, The Today Show. Oh my God, Raising America, Breakfast Television, Marilyn Dennis Show, CP24. Oh my God, these are things that I like. Oh my God. Great. And she's had articles that have appeared in the Huffington Post, Today's Parent, Globe and Mail, Profit Magazine. Oh God, Working Mother Magazine, which by the way, I worked at, was my first magazine that I worked at.
Really?
Older story. Oh, yep.
Cool.
And when she's not juggling her busy family and professional life, she is engaged in the community, serving on boards and volunteering. She is passionate about women's issues, mentoring young entrepreneurs, and social justice. So welcome to the podcast.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited to chat with you. How fun.
I know. It's so fun. So as we were just sharing beforehand, so I have to let all my listeners know that I have purchased Mabel's Labels because I had young kids. Well, they're now grown, and we used them on everything. It Yay. Was like going to camp, school, the insides of their jackets, you know, because you're supposed to label everything when you're, you know, so absolutely love them. And then, as I just said, shared my first foray into magazine publishing. I worked at Lang Communications and we worked at Success Magazine. And then I got thrown onto Working Mother Magazine and Ms. Magazine. So
what a coincidence. It's great stuff. You know, it's interesting you say, I'm so happy to hear that you're a customer. And I know that, you know, we just so that your listeners know what's special about this is that these are dishwasher microwave safe and they go through the washer and dryer. And particularly for moms like you, who's an allergy mom, we do have medical labels like allergy alerts and things like that as well. So yeah, it's been quite a journey since we launched our first product 21 years ago.
21
years in the basement.
Ago.
Yeah. And it's been quite a journey. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about that too.
Yeah. So I definitely want to hear about that. And I'm curious. So how you started and where are you now with like size of company and people that you have?
Okay. So yeah, it has been a journey. So 21 years ago, Mabel's Labels started. I started it with my sister and two of our friends from college. And it came about for a couple of reasons. One was that there was a product missing from the market. We were moms with young kids and we were using things like masking tape and permanent marker to label our kids' stuff. And we're like, there's got to be a better solution out there. And there wasn't. So as good entrepreneurial mothers, we came up with an idea. Mm-hmm. And I say that to people all the time. Like, how do you come up with an idea? I'm like, go through the day, find something that pisses you off and fix it. So that was reason number one. And the second reason was really as a result, you know, you said in my bio about how I'm a recovered lawyer. Recovery is going very well, by the way.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, 12-step program. So my eldest child, Mabel's Labels started, my eldest child who turned to 25 a couple of days ago was 3 and he was diagnosed with autism. And I didn't think that the traditional workforce was going to suit me any longer. I needed to be able to advocate for him, set up programs for him. You know, that whole mother gig just kind of changes a lot. And let's face it, he just turned 3 and already had 2 younger siblings. And I do have 6 of them. So it's a bit of a gong show at the best of times. So that's when I said to my partners, what do you think? We've had this great idea. Should we do it? And so that was, 21 years ago. And we started in my sister's basement. And, you know, we'd put our kids to bed, then go to my sister's house, make labels till 2 a.m., get up in the morning with the kids at 6 a.m., do the do again. Some of my partners were juggling mat leaves or full-time jobs or both. We had a lot going on. So it was busy times in those days. And I do often warn people not to romanticize entrepreneurship because it looks a lot like making labels in a basement until 2 a.m. when you're pregnant with your fourth child, right? It's not like all just like TED Talks and book deals. So yeah, let that be your warning. And then, as you all know, and then so we outgrew that basement and we made a couple of hires and we couldn't have them in that basement. And eventually, you know, we actually at that point, we told my sister to buy a bigger house with a bigger basement. So she did. And then we outgrew that basement quite quickly as well. And we went to where we are now in 2007. And there's been lots of iterations, but it's currently a, you know, 20,000 square foot facility where we make our labels, where our IT team, marketing team, customer service, product development, everybody hangs out here at Mabel's headquarters. And we have about 50 full-time employees.
50 employees that
take
care 50.
You got it. Woo. Yeah, it's quite a, you know, from basement to, it's quite a little, you know, success story when it comes to, especially like just being such a well-loved brand in the parenting space.
Oh my God. It is such, yeah. So listeners, if you have not purchased Mabel's labels, like just go to the website.
Check us out. Mabel'slabels.com. Check us out. Yeah, it makes sense. And that's the thing, right? Like people are like, how did you know you were going to do okay? And like we didn't, but you know, we had some early indicators. Like people like you would see the labels and be like, I need these. Like it made sense, which is interesting because often when you bring a product to market, you have to convince the market they need it. We didn't have to do a lot of convincing. The market, all the moms were like, heck yeah, finally.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah. And because, I mean, even now it's like, I think I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, oh, I need to go and order some more because my son, like with basketball, things get lost, you know, and all that great stuff. So, okay. So I have to ask, this is like a burning question I've got to ask. So,
Do it. So
your leadership, we're going to get into that, but family member.
Right.
Like and, you're working with a family member. How did you...
And let me expand on that. So not only was it a family member, but I was just trying to be brief, but the two friends of ours from college ended up marrying my brother and my young uncle. So we were all four related, right? So yeah, look, I think the pros and cons, like from a leadership perspective, is that we had, you know, four different brains at the table, four different skill sets. I think that did contribute to our early, early success and, you know, being able to launch because one person could take care of like, oh, let's research machines. Another could be writing press releases. Another, we could do all the things, right? And not, you know, the work of a solo entrepreneur, it's also very lonely. So for us, we had the support of each other and we had each other, you know, as cheerleaders. But of course, you know, also very different personalities, feisty conversations, all that. And I think from when you speak about leadership, I think one of the things that we did was, you know, we really had to learn about how each other communicates. We needed to practice that. We needed to get better at that. You know, and when we messed up, we were like, okay, I've learned from that. And next time we're going to approach it this way. And I think the best quality a leader can have is to learn and to move on and apply those lessons.
You know, you just said it so eloquently. You know, one of the big things in my framework that we talk about is leveraging communication. And that is first and foremost, so important. And so kudos to you guys, to you and for doing this with a fan, like obviously with a blood relative and then
in-laws.
Married in-laws, right. You know, that is, and I will have to ask, like, do you guys all still get around the holiday tables and talk to each other?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, like it was one of my kiddos' birthdays. We had cake last night and one of the partners lives out of town, but the other two were over with their kids having cake. And, you know, you also have to make sure you have those boundaries. You know, that when you leave that boardroom table that you walk out, you're going to be like, okay, who's bringing the potatoes to Thanksgiving? You know, you have to be able to put up those boundaries and make sure, you know, you're not taking things too personally. Everybody's on the same team. We're all on the same page. And we might not always get it right, but You know, there's many different styles of leadership and styles of running a business that work. And we have to remember kind of sometimes to leave your ego at the door and know that your way not isn't the best way. It's not the only way. Other people have ways as well that are just as effective. I'm learning more and more about like empathetic leadership, and I'm just so impressed with it. And leaders who, you know, I think like in also I interviewed somebody about introverted leaders and the value that they bring. You know, we all have this idea that leaders are just that person who can be like rah 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 and this an extrovert rah, rah. And there are so many skills that different types of leaders can bring to the table, and I think it's about time we started raising those leaders up, encouraging those leaders, and putting things in our organizations to elevate them.
Yeah, that's great. So thinking of that, what are you doing in your organization? You obviously went from, you know, the four of you, your partners, to now to 50 employees. And so how have you led that charge?
Okay, so obviously along the way, there's lots of like growth stages. I always say get comfortable being uncomfortable, because as soon as you think you know what you're doing, you have to hire more people, and then you don't know anything about HR. You need to know about that. Like there's stuff along the way all along. Now, we had been at the in business for 14 years when we were approached about an acquisition. And we ended up going through that acquisition, which was really an incredible experience, because at the 14-year mark, you know, we were sort of operating as co-CEOs, kind of that four-headed horse, and siloing a bit, which isn't good for a business. But people do get protective of what they are. You know, you're going to be protective of the people who report to you. You're going to be protective. Be like, wait, my departments need more budget, not your department. So we're kind of navigating that space, which could get a little bit awkward. So we're like, okay, we need maybe one person in charge rather than the four of us. So we're trying to decide what we wanted to do and how we wanted this company led. And we honestly felt a little bit like, okay, we've taken it this far. Maybe we need to bring somebody from the outside in to kind of, you know, maybe we need an external CEO to come in. And sometimes you do.
Right.
So anyway, we went through the acquisition, and eventually, like right away, two of the partners left. One stuck around for a little while as the general manager and then left after a couple of years. And so we actually now, as our general manager, have somebody who has been with us a long time. And they, at the time, were our marketing director and have stepped beautifully into this role, because sometimes too, as founders and owners, you can be a little bit too close to it, right? So sometimes like there's nothing like, I feel like we have the perfect person leading this company right now, and it's not me. I mean, I'm the senior director of PR, I'm the spokesperson, I'm still out there, I'm spreading the Mabel word everywhere I go. But you know, we have a general manager who has got a very, very different role and a very important role, and her leadership style is just beautiful and just what this company needs.
So first of all, again, kudos for acknowledging and understanding that.
And I think that's important. Yeah. I think that's a good point, because, you know, like I think knowing, having like self-awareness and knowing when to let go of something is so important. And leaders often fail in this area. And I can tell you one of the struggles we had was when we first hired people. So we hired people and it was great. We hired worker bees to make labels and ship out the stuff, and we were fine with that. But then we hired managers. And that was tough, because we had to let go of some of our power, of some of our authority. We liked to think that we knew how to do it. And if you don't give your leaders the time and the space to make their own mistakes and to do things their way, your retention's going to be bad. It's bad for business. The reason you brought them in is because you needed somebody in that role that is maybe smarter than you. Hopefully that is. Hopefully you hire somebody. Like, I don't need a bunch of Julies around here. I need people who have different skills, who are smarter than me, who are better at different things than me. You know, to hire to your own ego is just pointless for your company. So I think leaders have and entrepreneurs have a hard time letting go, because it is our baby and we do think we know best and all of that jazz. But I think that can be our downfall. So a lot of self-awareness can do your company a lot of good.
I love that. And so when you're sharing that and you're talking about your team and growing, how do you share that Is there a philosophy or is it in your mission that you
Right.
share that you are able to, you know, that you do want to bring people in who
Right.
are smarter? I mean, you know,
Yep.
Dale Carnegie says that all the time. He talks
Yep.
about, you know, you want to hire people who are smarter than you and that you
Yeah.
also want them to rise up.
Absolutely. There's nothing more than somebody that used to report to me being my boss right now. It's the perfect thing. And to see people in your company grow and get promoted and stay is just, I just find it so incredibly rewarding. Having humans, to me, like, it felt like the big responsibility. You know, these people are feeding their children now. They're sending their kids to college all on, like, we have to do well. We have to succeed. And to me, that responsibility weighed quite heavily. I think we do it in a few ways, Jacqueline, like through our core values, hiring and firing by our core values, by leading by example, but also by doing things within the team to try to understand each other better and value our different personalities. We actually just went through, you probably know about it. I didn't know about it, but we went through DISC, where you learn about like kind of people's different communication styles and their different personalities. And it's been so interesting because, you know, I'm a very direct, I was like a direct, I'm an extrovert, I'm a whatever. And so, you know, sometimes now when I go to email somebody who's very different to me, I'll be like, oh, I better just maybe cushion this a little bit instead of saying, dude, you know, are you going to throw that thing on my desk? I've been waiting for it, you know, which to me, when people communicate to me that way, it works really well. Because I'm busy, I've got lots on, I'm just tell me what you need, I'll do it. But then you realize, oh, for some people, they need a different approach. So by kind of being able to see where everybody fits, it really does help our communication styles and it honors their personalities.
Yeah, no, and that's actually, and I think it's really important to be able to do that because then people also feel valued and heard. I mean, communication is how we communicate with others. Is so important, but and how we also communicate to ourselves. So it's right.
Right. And you know, you hear often that people don't quit companies, they quit managers.
Yes.
That's how important leadership is in a business, right? So, and just to the bottom line of like profit, if you're having a high turnover because your leadership is bad, that is costing this company a lot of money. Retention is the very best. So maybe that means, you know, you reward your team members in different ways, or maybe you think outside the box in your leadership style. But if you want your company to do well, you want people. I mean, just from a corporate culture perspective too, right? Like I want people happy here. I don't want people miserable. My best brand ambassadors are the people right around here at Maples right now, you know?
And that's actually something that I think that's also really important for people to also recognize as a, you know, as a leader, to remember the people that you employ, your, and I don't, I like, there's two words that I think that should be get to be destroyed out of the English language, which is number like manager and employee, because there should be team members
Teams.
and leaders, right? Like our team members, but those team members are your biggest brand ambassadors. As you just said, like if they're going to speak, if somebody walks out the door and they're happy, they're going to speak so highly about the company and where they're working. And it extends to the whole brand. It's part of
Absolutely.
that. It's part of that.
Absolutely. And that's the thing too. Like, you know, we started this company and when we did, we realized, you know, we could be highly productive at weird times and weird places. We kind of joke that we're doing business plans on play dates and that sort of thing. So part of the culture too is here is like honoring people to be productive in ways that they are most effective. Like, so I don't really care if somebody's got their butt in a chair here from 9 to 5 every day. Like, if you're being productive and getting your work done, that's the most important thing. So again, by creating a culture, you know, that's one of the beautiful benefits of being that person who starts a company is that you get to create a culture in a workplace that you function best in and want, right? So why would I go and create another like patriarchal system that doesn't favor working moms? Why would I want to do that, right?
Yeah, you get to create it and you get to do it the way you want it. And hopefully you create an environment and a culture. And I think that's one of the biggest things, you know, you'll hear people say, you know, leadership is not about telling people to do. It's actually about helping the people that you're with lead and grow themselves.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of like being a leader is creating more leaders. Like I said, there's nothing more satisfying. Our marketing assistant is now our like brand manager. She was my, like, she came out of college, like marketing assistant, like packing up boxes to send to shows and stuff. And she is now, that girl bosses me around all the time. and I'm here for it.
Right. And that's great. Cause you're actually, you know, people also want to be able to be put in a place or have a place where they can grow and they're not just, you know, pushing a button or just, as you know, like in her case, just, I'm going to keep packing boxes.
Right.
You know, you actually recognize, you know, to me, you know, what you've done with your company is that you've recognized the strengths of people and helped them rise up.
And look, this can be challenging, particularly with small, mid-sized companies, because the fact of the matter is, like, we're not going to have a GM position again until that GM retires. And that's not going to be for a while. Or like we're not going to have a marketing director. So you don't often have a lot of positions that people can grow into. So you need to really manage that. You need to make sure that you're doing things as a leader that will keep them. And you know what? Giving them a raise is going to be cheaper than getting somebody new and training them and yada, yada, yada. So you know what? Maybe give them a raise. We go through this exercise every year at our strategic planning where we look at our team. We're like, who do we need to stay and are they a flight risk and what can we do? So maybe there's not a position they can move into right now. What else can we do? Can we turn their position into something else? Are they an assistant? Now we can make them a coordinator and throw in $5,000 extra. What can we do to lure them to stay because we want
that.
Them in our business?
Right. I absolutely love
that. You got to think outside
that.
The box, especially for companies where there aren't a lot of positions to move into, but you can be flexible and good leaders should do that.
Yeah. And that's really, really brilliant. So it's like, that's a huge thing for listeners to take note of.
Yeah.
So let me just kind of go back a little bit, because obviously your leadership style and what you've learned, where did this come from for you? Was it,
right.
Was there something, you know, in the recovering attorney lawyer
right.
that it was like, oh, or
right.
how
So,
did it come out?
So interestingly, I do think, people are born with certain talents, right? Like some people are good at music. Some people are entrepreneurs by nature. I don't think I'm an entrepreneur by nature. It was something I learned. I thought I was going to be a family law lawyer all my life, right? So, but I do think I'm naturally a people leader. And, you know, there's some very early indicators my mother could tell you about. You know, I was that kid who was always like, you know, got the leadership roles, was voted by peers to be the valedictorian. Like and I think a lot of it was because I don't mind speaking my mind. I'm inclusive. I treat people with respect. Like I didn't have like, I don't know, like I don't treat people anyway. So I think it just for me came very naturally. And then, so I kind of leaned into who I was, but then also I would see kind of leadership styles I didn't like. And I would be like, okay, this is by default, but I am not going to do what that person did. And I think I naturally did that anyway. Mm-hmm. So for me, maybe it was like just my personality combined with some like default of what I didn't like when I saw certain leaders. And keep in mind, like I'm in my 50s now. So I saw some, you know, some stuff like years ago where it's like, ooh, that's really how you're going to do that. Yeah, that doesn't sit well with me. I didn't want to just be like the leaders that we were exposed to, whether they were like men or what. Right. Like, I'm like, I don't need that. I can just be me.
Right. No, that's actually absolutely fantastic. So, all right. So thinking about this and where, you know, where you were and some of the things that you saw, what is something that you're working on now as a leader and that, you know?
You know, what's so interesting. So what I feel like I'm doing now as a leader is more mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like at an age and stage now where, you know, like I've won tons of awards and all that. And somebody just nominated me for this big entrepreneur. And I'm like, I'm not even going to have somebody fill out the nomination form. I don't need the kudos. I don't need titles. I don't need more of that. Right now, I would rather role model leadership. I'd rather talk to you and maybe inspire somebody to be themselves in their leadership. So I think right now, I just like what I'm working on is just others and like hoping that I could be there and be authentic, be true, be transparent, and be helpful.
That's great. So what are some of the next things with Mabel's labels?
Well, world domination is a full-time job, I'll tell you. So, you know what? We just have so many new products rolling out. We've got such a great team here. We're just in the midst right now of all of our Black Friday, Cyber Monday nonsense, and then we'll get into all our stocking stuffers. So, I mean, it's just really exciting. I love my role here because, I was in LA last week. I'm speaking at Create Her and Prego Expo. I do go to a lot of events where I get to still connect with moms and community. And that is really, really the most fun. Our customers are the most important thing to us. Talk about great brand ambassadors. And so anytime I can connect with our customers or with other mom products and collaborations and folks like you, that's my jam. It's my jam.
That's fantastic. Okay, so this has been absolutely amazing. How can people find you and
Okay.
obviously Mabel's labels?
Okay, so kind of one and the same. So mabelslabels.com app, obviously, to see all of our labels and our product offering and all that good stuff. But for me, if you go to mabelslabels.com/Julie Cole, there you will see where you can buy my book, where I'm going to be speaking, some of my other stuff, my blogs, where I've written, all of that jazz. And of course, you can follow me on Instagram at Julie Cole Inc. and follow Mabel's Labels, of course, too. I'm easy to find, but mabelslabels.com/Julie Cole. That's where you're going to find this mama.
Awesome. Okay, so listeners, please connect with Julie, follow her,
Yes, do.
get her book, get the go and buy Mabel's labels. Because I don't care how old your kids are, even for yourself, they labels are amazing because,
See on my phone. I've
oh,
got
look
one
at
on my
that.
phone right now. And my kids who are at college, all their like chargers are, their tech, their stuff that goes in the communal bathrooms, everything's labeled. Their laundry detergent, because if they leave it in the laundry room at college. So, yes, definitely. And
Yes.
also, I did want to mention too, because people are listening or in the leadership space, hang out at LinkedIn, man. Find me on LinkedIn.
Yep.
There's a lot of good conversations that go on about this topic, women in entrepreneurship, women leaders, leadership in general. So, find me on LinkedIn as well.
Awesome. I so appreciate it. So, thank you all for listening to the Unstoppable Leadership Podcast. And if you have a leadership story or you are an amazing leader, and you would like to be a guest on the podcast, please go to leaptoyoursuccess.com and fill out the podcast application. And thank you all for listening. And thank you so much, Julie. I was so happy to meet you.
Oh, it's so great to meet you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm Jacqueline Strominger, and I want to thank you so much for listening to the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight, Influential Leaders and Their Game-Changing Insights podcast. If you are a successful CEO, entrepreneur, or leader in your industry, and you have insights you would like to share, we want you to be a guest on this program. So please visit go.leaptoyoursuccess.com/podcast. And if you have gotten something out of this interview and you'd like to share the episode on social media, just go ahead and take a screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on socials. If you know somebody who would be a great guest, please tag them on social media and let them know about the show and include the hashtag Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. So we regularly are putting out new episodes and content. So please make sure you don't miss any episodes and go ahead and hit subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they mean so much to me and my team. You want to know more about the podcast or about Leap to Your Success? Just go to the website leaptoyoursuccess.com or follow me, Jacqueline Strominger, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Just plug in my name, Jacqueline, that's Jacqueline dot Strominger, Strominger, and follow me on all the socials. So thank you so much for listening, and remember, be unstoppable.